Gotta get some pictures of this.
Now the crowd is gathering on Underwood now. Gallagher is...
I've started a new style.
You have started a new style, and you're getting a nice little crowd in Dundee there to start smashing some stuff.
Indeed. We have people bringing cameras now.
To be smashed?
Hopefully not. Yeah, don't smash their cameras, Gallagher. Don't misunderstand their intention. They just want a photo of you.
Should I wait?
No. Gallagher, that's going to dent the van. Gallagher is climbing on top of our station vehicle, and he's going to smash a fruit punch. No, seriously, Gallagher, that's going to damage the van. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hang on. Hang on a second.
Is there fire?
Hang
Can we have a fire?
It's not like the van isn't already damaged.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what the hell?
No, dude, but this thing's like a 7-pound hammer on the end of it.
It matters.
It matters? Okay. He seriously is. This isn't radio acting. Watch out!
I only have 2 people. That's not a crowd!
Oh, he wants a crowd of people, apparently. Yeah, like everybody wants to get soaked
tequila
with juice.
He's been up for 28 hours.
Good God. Gallagher.
And why has he been up for 28 hours? Did he ever say?
Because he's been gambling and drinking. What do you think? The guy smells like a booze factory. Hang on.
I wonder why he's been up.
There we go. Oh, Jesus. Get a picture ready.
Oh, man.
Hang on a second, Gallagher.
Oh, the humanity.
Hang on. We'll get a photo. You got to see this, because if this van gets damaged, we're going to have some splaining to do.
That's all right. The guys in the band are here, and they're loaded with money. They'll pay for it.
That's my camera, Kevin. Careful.
Yeah, the cover charge tonight goes to restoration of the station van.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
1, 2.
Oh, Jesus. He dented the van, guys.
Okay.
Gallagher, you just put a dent in the van.
It's on the roof. Only birds can see it.
It's on the roof. Only birds can see it. That's real nice. Seriously, this is... I mean, we're going to have to take a picture of this. He dented the...
Is it dented pretty bad?
Omaha!
Let's smash the next one on your rental vehicle, Gallagher.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Did you get insurance for your rental vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Why don't you take out a windshield?
Yeah, that actually is a good idea. I like the idea. Let's start smashing stuff on Gallagher's rental.
Yeah. Hey, Gallagher, we've got an idea for you.
Was that spectacular?
He's like completely lost it.
Really?
I mean, he's like out there. Hey, Gallagher, how about we smash the windshield on your rental vehicle? You have insurance, right?
It won't fly out like the drink did.
Doesn't matter. It'll be fun.
No, you guys don't know what fun is. It has to...
Well, let's try it. Let's see if it turns out to be fun. How about that? What do you think?
I think you should smash a pumpkin on his rental hood.
It was spectacular. Let's try your rental vehicle now. Seriously, the windshield.
.93 The Dam, 106 through the Blaze. It's Alice in Chains, 9/11, Tim and the Animal with Johnny Royal. Johnny Royal in the parking lot with Gallagher, 5010 Underwood. Gonna smash some stuff.
I'm not smashing anything until 4 or 5 more people show up.
Okay.
Gallagher's being difficult. He's being a movie star right now.
I need an audience. You have to get excited. Okay, here comes a guy with a pumpkin.
Right.
Okay, that's a good sign. I think you need to turn the monitor down there.
Over.
Is it a pumpkin?
Yeah, but it needs to be rotten. You know, a really firm, ripe one won't fly as good as a good old rotten one. I'm just going to stop people out here on the street. And
yeah, please do.
They'd like to. It's an odd street because there's a stop sign at a stop light up here. I don't know. Maybe these people aren't used to making streets.
Which way are you headed, Gallagher?
Well, I'm standing in the middle of the street right now. Actually, these roads are not used in this area. You know, this was all really good farmland. I don't know why we put a city here. This could be corn.
So right in the middle of Underwood is where you're standing.
Yeah, standing right in the yellow stripes.
That's good.
Here comes 3 cars and a plow.
Let's check in with our man on the scene, Gallagher, who is standing by on the middle of Underwood Street. Gallagher, what does it look like to you at this point?
It looks like people go to work and stay there and wonder why no one's buying stuff at their store. It's because everyone's at work. We don't seem to have customers. We just have workers.
Well, that's a bad sign. We need people.
Gallagher, you better get out of the way of that car. That old lady looked pretty pissed.
I know. She wants to go to another town that has customers.
I think she wanted you.
Most old ladies do. They stand to take a picture with me and squeeze my butt.
They do, huh?
Yeah, they reach around behind. I have a really cute butt.
Really? You know, we didn't look at your butt when you were in the studio on the...
That's because you're a guy. You have to be an older woman.
I didn't want to look at it. Personally, I meant for our cameras.
All right, people are out here staring at Gallagher like he's a crazy person.
A school bus.
I think we should close down Underwood and just do a show right there.
Gallagher, you're stopping traffic. I mean, I don't personally care. It's you that has to pay the violation, essentially.
Are you pawning it off on him?
Of course. He's the only one standing in the street. I'm not dumb enough to do that. Oh, here comes a school bus.
Why don't they have seat belts on a school bus?
I don't know. That could be something you could pass when you're president.
I saw a film the other day of some kids. A school bus flipped over on its side, and all the kids flopped over. I don't know why they don't have seat belts.
That's a good point. I don't understand that either. Gallagher is out with Johnny Roll in the middle of Underwood Street. And
well, I need a few more people. You know, it's a lot about the audience. A performer can't, you know, just generate the whole excitement himself.
Yeah, I mean, right. We're trying to gather an audience there so you can smash some stuff up before you head off.
Well, Gallagher's trying to get an audience of angry people in their vehicles.
Well, I don't know where they're going. I was out there yesterday, and there's just houses. I went to 168th Street.
Watch out for
you
that garbage
keep it
truck,
down?
Gallagher. Jesus. Jesus Christ. He's getting, like, really close to vehicles here. I mean, people really need to start showing up. Otherwise, he will die.
We don't want Gallagher to be injured in the middle of Underwood there.
No.
All right.
He's standing out in the streets. Go ahead and talk to Thrice, and by the time you get done, maybe Gallagher will be in the mood to smash
all right.
something.
So, guys, you picked a great day to come on. We don't normally have comedians on the show for a couple of hours. Well, thanks for getting up extra early. So give us a little quick little history of the band, how you get together, blah, 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 all that happy stuff that people care about. You have 10 seconds.
Okay, so me and Tepe knew each other from high school. We knew Eddie from skateboarding, and Riley is Eddie's brother. Started jamming 5 years ago. And
that's done very well, actually.
Very surprised to see Gallagher when we pulled up.
Yeah, that was odd.
Yeah, you don't see Gallagher when you pull up to a radio station too often,
no.
Do you?
Nor a kid dressed up in a Nemo outfit.
Yeah, that was strange.
There's a kid in a Nemo outfit out there, too?
Yeah, it's really surreal.
It's awesome. It's this big fish he's wearing around, like, with, like, suspenders. And
Gallagher's
in the studio.
Gallagher's signing women's butts right now. Oh, my God.
We're getting a pie!
Hey, he's getting a pie. This is great. We're going to have, like, about 800 items, and none of them will be smashed. And then he'll be like, I'm tired. I want to go home.
Well, I mean, he can do it after 10 o'clock. We'll be able to come out and watch him smash stuff. It'll be great.
Yeah, but the whole point of this was...
I know, to do it on the air. I know.
Just to do it on the air.
We can't make him do what he doesn't want to do. It sounds like a madman on a bell tower, doesn't it?
It's exactly what it is.
He's got
a gun. Sounds like.
Where is he at right now?
He's standing on top of a table in our parking lot screaming at people now for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why.
He's working the crowd, I guess.
He's got a lot of contempt for the audience today.
We'll definitely check back here in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a break and see if Gallagher actually does smash anything, all right?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised right now if he whipped his penis out. That would be the least surprising thing that could happen at this point.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen for everyone's sake, all right? We'll check back with Johnny Roland Gallagher, who's having mayhem out on Underwood, 5010 Underwood to be specific, if you want to stop by and watch him smash stuff here in a few minutes.
Guys, and Thrice are here as well with a sold-out show tonight at Sokol. We'll talk with him if we can get Gallagher to quit screaming and actually get on with his smashing. That'd be great.
Tim and the Animal with Johnny Roy.